What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really thought we were going to get Men Without Hats? Or Men at Work?
Men at Work, yeah. Men Without Hats is different, I think.
Yeah, that's you can dance if you want to.
Yes.
You can leave your old friends behind.
The 80s was a weird decade of music,
so
my friends.
So did you ever see the movie Biodome?
No. I've heard of Biodome. Wait, was that with Keanu Reeves? Not Keanu Reeves.
Pauly Shore. And one of the Baldwins. Steven.
Alec?
Nah, it's Steven.
Billy?
Am I?
Bobby?
No, I think it's Stephen Baldwin.
I'm just naming.
Great movie. I thought you guys cared about the environment. No, we're just trying to get laid. Greatest quote of that movie. Welcome to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, and Dusty Leggins. What? DMV?
Yeah.
Bob almost got laid at the DMV by somebody not named Jim.
I got hit on at the DMV.
So let me ask you this. This is a fair
greatest place on earth. I know nobody likes the DMV. I'm going back every day.
This is a fair question. Would your wife give you a hall pass to lay one out at the DMV if you got the first spot in line every time you went in?
No. No, you don't go to the DMV that much, right? I mean, how often do you go to the DMV?
Once every 2 years.
Oh, really?
Well, you got to get your plates renewed.
Oh, you can do that through the mail in Kansas. Most of the stuff in Kansas you can do through the mail. And so... It's time to move.
Lee Summit's on the come, man.
It has been for 20 years.
No,
you're right. It has been.
Build a whole new farmer's market downtown.
Can't wait. That do drop in back, and then I'll tell you Lee Summit will definitely be on the come. So I take my dog.
On the come.
One more time. So good you hear it twice.
On the come.
I take my youngest to get her picture for her permit yesterday, right? And so we have this appointment at 4:15. We walk in and, you know, I've got to have my license as well. So I look at it like, oh, it expires in April, my birthday, right? Like, oh, okay, I'm here. You know, nobody likes going to the DMV. And of course, my 14-year-old's asking all these questions about the DMV. I'm like, I really can't talk about the DMV in front of the people that work at the DMV, right? I'll do that on the radio tomorrow morning. And, you know, just like she doesn't understand, like nobody wants to go
to
the DMV.
She'll learn.
She'll learn fast.
You're going to learn.
But maybe by the time she's to that stage, everything will be done through the mail, right? Like everything will be done. You'll never have to go down there, right? And so nobody likes a DMV, and there's all these chairs, and my daughter's like, why are all these chairs here? I'm like, you have no idea what it used to be like at the DMV. You have to sit here all day. It was a miserable experience. Nobody was happy. And so we get there. I'm like, oh, my driver's license is going to expire. I'm like, I might as well get it done while I'm here. And of course, the guy at the front desk is like, I don't know if anybody's going to have time. There's nobody in the place. There's like five workers, right? I don't know if anybody's going to have time. We close at 4:40 and it's 4:15, 4:20. I'm like,
what time?
4:20, 4:15, 4:30, right in that wheelhouse, right?
Place it.
Cool.
And so I take my daughter to, like, she gets called to stand number 12 or whatever it is, and stand number 13 is next to stand number 12. So I'm standing at stand 12. My daughter goes up. We start talking to the guy, and there's a woman sitting there at the next stand, and she puts her hair up. She goes, oh, it is so hot in here, and starts, flashing her, not flashing, that's the wrong term to use, but like moving her shirt to cool
those
off,
cans,
right?
Baby.
and I'm like, oh, I see what's going on. Immediately see what's going on here, right? And I'm like, hey, do you have time to take my picture and give me a new license? She goes, yeah, I'm not doing anything else right now. I got 5 minutes. She goes, put your face in here. Look at the eye test.
What
are
we talking about?
Five.
Put your face in here. She's flashing you.
The eye testing. You got to put your head on it, right? And so I read line five,
Headlights. Got my eggs.
I've got my eggs. I'm looking at the screen.
What are we doing here, dude? Stay focused, Bob.
Got my eyes done. Look good. Everything's great. Yes. I have a wool hat on, you know, because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
So I take my hat off. My hair's all messy. She goes, oh, it looks wonderful. Nobody cares what your hair looks like. It's all about right here. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I take the picture. It's probably going to be terrible. My daughter, you know, picked her up at school. She went home, put on makeup, did her hair. Like, this was a production for the permit driver test. And so I continue to talk to this lady, and I'm cracking jokes and, you know, having a, you know, conversation. And as we're getting ready to leave, she says, do you have somebody that's you 10 years older for me?
Ooh, wow.
And I said, no, unfortunately I don't, but you know, I appreciate the effort. And we'll talk later. And so we get home. And
sliding in the DMVs.
Yeah, right. That's exactly it. So we get home, and my youngest walks in and goes, Mom, you have no idea. Dad pulls.
That's dope.
Dad pulls.
I could just hear Jen being like, what does that mean?
What are you saying?
Follow-up question, how do you know that?
But they come home all the time if I'm out with them. They go, another woman hit on mom, hit on dad today, you know? Maybe hit on mom as well.
She's a beautiful lady. Absolutely.
You get hit on in your late 40s, man, that feels good. So I am going to strut around today, man. I am going to take that George Jefferson strut around the building today.
I guess I can do it online. Thank you, text line. I didn't know I could do that.
Oh, you've been going down there for no reason, huh?
Well, I got the cheat code last year because our buddy Jeremy Danner was telling me. He's like, if you go in there and ask him if you can get, like, the cheat code where you, like, set up your appointment on online and then go to the DMV, you move right in the front of the line. I've never been looked at more hated in my life than doing that.
Well, that's not your problem. That's, like, everybody else's problem for not making an appointment online.
I walked out of that DMV, like, I was like, you know, Vince McMahon back in the 90s.
George Jefferson got there. You didn't even get hit on.
No chance. But what you got.
We've all been there where you sit for hours at the DMV. It's a miserable experience.
Then you get to the spot. They're like, do you have this?
And you never have what they need, right?
Here's a yellow slip. Come back when you have it. You can go to the front of the line. Oh,
right. Okay. I mean, because the woman in front of us with her son getting their permit was the same way. Like, oh, I don't have that. She had a stack of paper. It's like, when you go to the DMV, bring everything that you own. That way you have it. That way you have it.
Yeah, kitchen sink. Nah, it's crazy. I would definitely have sex with the lady at the DMV if I got first spot in line.
Well,
every
you're
time
also
I went.
Not married.
Key stat.
That is a good factor.
I mean, that is a big, big factor right there.
Dusty's like, yeah, man, totally.
Key stat.
I was like, okay, well,
I'm happily married and got kids. Dusty's like, I'd do it. Like, you're single. Of course you should do it.
Yes, sir. Give a hell if she's 75. Let's get it on, baby.
Front of the line, sure. It wasn't that bad.
Did you pull your tab for your next spot in line?
No.
I'm tagging. Travis Kelce, man. It is that time of year. We talked yesterday about Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Travis Kelce, man, in the playoffs is a different breed, man. He just has all sorts of numbers. Last year, 32 receptions, 355 yards, 3 touchdowns. I'd love to see that again.
Yeah.
Guy that's been rested for the last, I don't know, 3 weeks. Everyone said throughout the year, like, just wait. 2 years ago, 27 receptions, 257 yards, 4 touchdowns. In fact, in a 9-year playoff stretch, he is the leader. Career totals indicate an all-time career record. 165 receptions, right? Past Jerry Rice. Has a chance to pass Jerry Rice in touchdowns this year as well. But his career in the playoffs, 165 receptions, 1,903 yards, and 19 touchdowns.
How many touchdowns?
19.
That's how many playoff games?
22.
So basically won a game. I was thinking Mahomes 18 playoff games, because he had a couple before that. And Travis wasn't great in the playoffs. He was really bad in the postseason for the first couple of years. He was dropping balls and things like that. Then Mahomes took over. He's been nothing but
fantastic. So his first year ever in the playoffs was in 2015. He had 14 receptions for 151 yards, 0 touchdowns. Then it went 5 receptions.
What year was that?
2015. Then in 2016, he had 5. 2017, he had 4. And then the Mahomes era starts. 10 receptions, 19, 31, 23, 27, 32.
31.
That's right. Since 2019, he's had at least 200 receiving yards in the playoffs. He had 360 in 2020. He had 355 last year, which was his second highest, and 3 touchdowns last year. This is why throughout the year we all said it doesn't matter what he does throughout the regular season. Just stay healthy, stay right. And then the playoffs, Travis Kelce kind of, you know, ups his game.
Right.
He's rested. Last year was the same sort of narrative. It was like, well, Travis Kelce, you know, down here, it wasn't his normal, like, 1,000-yard receiving season. Wasn't his big Travis Kelce numbers. Oh, my fantasy team is struggling. But then when the playoffs start, Travis Kelce turns it on. Last year, he had 11 yards per reception. So almost a first down every time he catches the ball. In fact, he had 19 first down receptions last year.
Well, that's insane. And you know, we talked about Andy Reid in the first segment making a mistake potentially with the left tackle position this week. Andy Reid has been a genius over the last couple of years in managing Travis Kelce and understanding what's important. And I know fantasy owners don't like that, but Andy Reid doesn't care about your fantasy team. And that's why when people talk during the regular season about Travis Kelce and say he's washed and all this nonsense that people throw out there, I say, you don't understand how to watch football when it comes to an Andy Reid coach team. He's not washed. He's preserving the gentleman for the playoffs when they know that they need to be at their best. And that's why Andy Reid is a better coach than yours. Whoever your coach is, Andy Reid is better because he understands how to put his people in position to be successful. And for Travis Kelce to be successful at the most important time of the year, you just dial it back during the regular season. It doesn't matter. What matters is now until 25 days, because we're 25 days away from Super Bowl Sunday. That's all that matters, the next 25 days. Then it's 24. Then it's see how you count down. Mm-hmm. And so basically what matters is the next 3 weeks. That is it. For the entire season, the only thing that matters is what happens the next 3 weeks. And if Andy Reid overused Travis Kelce and he got hurt or something like that happened, all the people who say Travis Kelce is washed would be ripping Andy Reid for using him too much during the regular season. Mm-hmm. You should have preserved him for the playoffs. So he preserves him for the playoffs, and then people say he's washed. So it's a no-win situation, but I guarantee you that Travis Kelce is the guy, when this thing is all said and done this year, that we're going to be talking about, and he's going to be the most impactful member of this organization.
Do you think there's anybody else that stands up this year in the playoffs? I mean, I know that we've seen a lot from these guys. I mean, I think DeAndre Hopkins is a name that we could see in this playoff stretch that, you know, now all of a sudden doesn't matter how many snaps he plays because you got the compensatory number one pick, or the first pick in the third round. Thank you, Tennessee. But also, it's like when you watch these playoffs and they start to ramp up and you see 87 kind of turn it on, it lets you know like where this team is every single year because they know what they have to do to get by throughout the regular season. Now, getting by and going 15-2 seems kind of like ignorant to say out loud because you went 15-2. What does that mean to get by? Travis Kelce had his, you know, statistically his worst year of his career, right, this year because
he's also his oldest he's ever been.
Fair point.
Wow, really? Okay.
Interesting stat there.
Yeah.
Take that, ML football. This is the oldest Travis Kelce has been. Yeah, just wait.
Just wait. They will.
But I do find it interesting that when you look at this Chiefs run, and we talked about this dynasty, you know, yesterday and what it means and all these people that have been so impactful in this dynasty, it is crazy how, like, when it comes to the playoffs, these two, 87 and 15, seem to just find that next step.
That's right.
They tend to like go to that special page in the playbook, and it's like, let's get back to brass tacks. Let's get to the first down, because that's the thing about the playoffs. Clock management, time of possession. I mean, I watched Buffalo against Denver, and Buffalo, and you know, they give up the 7 points right away, and you know, Denver scored bang, bang, bang. And then Denver never scored again. And on Buffalo's first drive, it was so methodical. It was so like played out. And it was like, they don't panic. And
I'd like to see a game like that out of us this weekend.
I think
you
will. I think you will, because the one thing that this offense has to do is tire out that defense, because that defensive line is nasty for Houston, right? They got a bunch of big dogs in that team. We already talked about Will Anderson Jr. yesterday. Uh-huh. And not Will Anderson. Yeah, Will Anderson, and we talk about those guys. The way that you break that down is how like infuriating is it when you play the Chiefs in the playoffs and it's third and five and then it's bang, 7 yard catch to Travis Kelce, first down. That's three more points.
What I like most out of Travis now, and he's only done it a couple of times, but what I really like is when he knows he has the first down and he just lies
down. He just falls down. He's like, eh.
Well, because that's smart. Why take the wear and tear? What, for an extra yard to get pounded by some guy? What's the point?
We've seen Tyler Lockett do it for years. Just fall down.
Just fall down. Yeah. And Travis is doing that, and I love it. And I will take your Travis Kelce for seven and raise you a Mahomes run for six. And those are the daggers.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the daggers.
And that's what's, I mean, it's got to be from the other side of the opponent's view is like, what's more frustrating? Like, you have the Chiefs on their heels, third and seven, bang, Travis Kelce, 8 yards, three more downs, maybe four when it comes to Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, or the third and 13, and all of a sudden everybody's covered in the secondary, and then Mahomes takes off for a 15-yard run.
That's right.
Like, you'll see multiple times, you'll see that happen in the playoffs. It's happened enough to know that it's there, but it is.
And there's nothing anybody can do to stop it.
No. And that to me is a major talking point, because we talked all year, because if you want to see if we can be right every once in a while, I know we get it wrong every time in the script, but you think about that when it comes to the playoffs, like, is there going to be that connection again that is still there, which is right as rain, which is 87 and 15 in the playoffs. It just happens to click better than anybody else, because we saw with Brady and Gronk. It was, you know, when Gronk went back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Brady, it was halfway through the season, I believe. And then in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, Brady and Gronk connected for a touchdown. It was just like, it doesn't go away. It's one of those things that like you can just lean on and consider a free space on the bingo card. And that is what these Chiefs will do in the playoffs is that, yeah, the regular season, you can say what you want about Travis Kelce. But again, what do we always say? It matters about the playoffs. And when Travis Kelce is doing what he does in the playoffs last year, again, 355 yards in the playoffs, 4 touchdowns. I think Travis Kelce may have more touchdowns in the playoffs than Justin Herbert.
Than the regular. What do you have? 3 in the regular season? 2?
Yeah.
Like, I think he will have more touchdowns. I don't know that he's going to match to 335 this year because he has one less game to do it.
Right.
So take that away. But if he gets you about 100 a game, if you get between 75 and 100 a game and a touchdown a game, that's all you need. Big play here or there type of stuff. And Travis will bring that to you. But the other thing is, too, while I think Travis is going to be the guy in the playoffs this year, last year, he had to be the guy in the playoffs, right? There was literally nobody else to throw the football to. Well, there were guys, but nobody had hands. They were running around with nubs. and you ever see somebody with no hands, just a nub on there, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what Kadarius Toney was, right? Nobody was good. And so now, but they've got other guys now that they can rely on, right? You got DeAndre Hopkins, you talk about it. I'm not saying I was ignorant on DeAndre Hopkins. I knew he was good. I didn't realize he was this good. Like, the guy's a magnet for the football. Anything thrown in his general direction, he's catching. So you got him. You've got, Xavier Worthy, who leads the team with 9 touchdowns this year. I think he's going to have a big playoff as well.
Me too.
And you've got a 2-headed running back right now with the opportunity to do more out of the running back position than you did even a year ago with Jerick McKinnon and some of these guys. And really, if you want to factor in Pirine, that's a 3-headed running back.
And Hollywood Brown.
And Noah Gray.
It never ends.
Yeah, like the offensive weapons that are just going to be thrown out these teams over the next 25 days, it's insanity, man. It's like HDH every night from a weapon standpoint. You better find a way to, stack some points early in this one because the Chiefs are just going to throw waves of weapons at you.
17 touchdowns in the last 16 games, Travis Kelce. That's
pretty good.
Aaron Jones, Addison in motion to the right. 2 receivers left. Rams blitz. Darnold gets away from it. Steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Just run.
At the 25-yard line, he's sacked for a 5th time.
All he's got to do is pull that thing down and run and get as much positive yardage as he can. There were 5 to 7 yards easy there to be made. We saw Buffalo do this to him all day long because they're not always disciplined in their lanes. But if he pulls this thing down right there, he has a good 5-7 yards, if not more.
Right.
I mean, take what's there.
Throw it, man.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Such a great audio clip there. Paul Allen, baby.
Paul Allen's the best, man. Like, he's what we do in his day job, and then he calls the games as well. So he's broadcasting the game from a talk show host perspective, which I think is fantastic. He's awesome.
When's the last time you said that to Mahomes?
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Throw it?
Yeah.
Just throw it, man.
There's one time. And the last time,
like Paul Allen?
Yeah, the last time I've been mad at Patrick Mahomes right before halftime of the first AFC Championship game against the Patriots when he took a sack.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
They didn't score in that first half, right? That would have been their first 3 points.
Had they scored 3 points there, there's no overtime, there's no D Ford, they win that football game.
That's huge.
I think the last time I've ever been frustrated was in that Raiders game on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Because what, they scored 14 points on almost like back-to-back plays where they fumbled the handoff.
They scored 14 points in 7 seconds.
They fumbled the handoff, and then I think, what,
he threw an interception.
He's holding it too long!
Just run!
Throw it, man!
Do you think he did that, though, on purpose, just to send a message like, I got nothing out here, man, screw this?
No, probably not.
I would say the second half of that AFC Championship game against the Bengals.
Yeah.
They rushed 3 the whole time. He held it for 10 seconds behind the line of scrimmage. He'd get sacked. I mean, I was very upset.
You were Paul Allen?
I was Paul Allen.
Throw it, man.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
I mean, damn, Sam Darnold, dude.
So, Sam Darnold, I was listening to some NFL stuff yesterday. It all starts to blend together, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody had said, who covers the NFL, they think Darnold went from like a 4-year, $220 million contract or 5-year, $220, whatever it is, to a 1-year, $5 million contract because of that performance. The dude was sacked 9 times. Not all of that is on the offensive line, as you heard Paul Allen say.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, now, I will say Sam Darnold, that's tough, man. Because, like, if you're J.J. McCarthy, you're like, All right. Here's my chance.
He better go out and ball, though, man.
Did you see what he tweeted?
Huh.
Amor fati.
Love, fate.
The love of someone's fate. Yeah. So JJ tweeted that during the game, like right after the game.
Really?
Yeah. Amor fati.
Huh.
So I don't know. You could interpret that whatever you want, but I was kind of like, eh.
What was that guy's name? Goat Man? Was that his name?
It was, Saturday Night Live? Goat Boy? Wasn't it?
No, it's Jim Brewer.
Ah. Yeah.
No, it was Carpe Diminin.
Carpe Diem?
Yeah, but wasn't it your show that they did that? Carpe Diminin? As like a fan that used to call in all the time. I forget what his name was. I thought it was Goat Man.
I worked with a guy who always said Carpe Diem.
Seize the day.
Yeah. I just want to win, Jim.